Mrs. and me were thinking of having an election party this midterm. Serve up some bubbly and hopefully celebrate a blue wave. But then we remember the last two election parties we had, one where Trump thumped Hillary and the other where Gore lost to Bush. Now, I like a good cry as well as the next man, but three in a row, not so much. So we're going to skip that party and hope our luck changes for the better. Trump is on the stump now. Hell if I know who's running the country while he's jetting to the red states with his little red MAGA cap. Maybe Kellyanne, maybe Sarah Sanders. All I know is he can't do as much damage on the road. And even he seems to understand that if this election goes blue, his next 2 years he can look forward to some real investigations, not the pretend ones we have now. What is in those tax returns he's waiting for the audit to conclude before showing us how the master of the deal evades paying anything? While we're at it, maybe take a look at those emoluments, at the nepotism, at the Russian connections, at the Hillary emails that turned up in Trump's campaign committee, at a few of those business deals of his. Goodbye to that pass the GOP gave him for 2 years if that happens. Hello to Bob Mueller's detailed results of his investigation. Of course, if it's a red wave, it's crying time again. We'll get the message that Trump wasn't just some anomaly where the electorate wanted to shake things up and he was the monkey wrench. We'll discover the majority in this country love a thug, a bully, a dog-whistling demagogue who prefers dictators far more than the democracy he intends to subvert. I'm optimistic. The country made a mistake 2 years ago and now realize the damage done. I'm hopeful we'll right the ship of state and send Trump's enablers packing for their new lobbying jobs. But I'm too cynical to be confident. Trump showed me what this country can easily become, and worse, what it already is. We'll see shortly if we've seen an even darker future. Meanwhile, we're skipping the party.